And now, more of Christine and Salt.
This is Christine and Salt.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 96.5
TIC.
Yesterday, Nicole's News to Go brought us this story.
A man in Prospect built a robot so he could hand out candy to kids in order to maintain social distancing. Bob Creighton is a retired auto body worker, and he says he didn't want kids to miss out on all the fun this year. So he ended up taking a cardboard barrel that he found in his attic, wrapped it up in aluminum foil, added a plastic Cheetos jar for the head, coffee cans for the feed, and a turkey roaster pan hanging on a chain as his candy server. And the robot's name? Dorkazoid. Which he said is what his wife usually calls him.
So there's Dorkazoid over there in Prospect. And then our governor told us on the phone that even he tried to build a contraption before deciding he's not going to hand out candy at the mansion.
But I tried to build a little ramp so I could put the candy on and have it slide down. But then we figured there'd be hundreds of kids milling around, so probably wasn't the right year to do it.
Salt, two people have tried to come up with contraptions so that we can get candy to kids. Please tell me you, as a former contractor and still licensed in every state, tell me you've come up with some doable ideas for the DIY Halloween parent.
Oh, I am. As a unlicensed in all 50 states, actually. contractor, yes. No, what I've done is I've done a variety of systems here depending on how close you want to get to the house because everybody has a different comfort level.
True.
So for those people who really don't want to get, you know, close to the house at all, what I've done is I've taken a pair of my wife's pantyhose and Spanx, and what I've done is I've made like a sort of crossbow type of thing where I can actually fire the Kit Kat the entire length of my driveway and you can catch it. So
it's
that
like
is
a
one.
Catapult.
Yeah, absolutely. So
catapult.
The next one is for the kids who want to get a little bit closer.
Right.
What I can do is I can put the Almond Joy in my boot. And what I've done is I've tied a rope to my boot and I could swing it around my head like a slingshot.
Yes.
And then I could just throw it out there. And that way the kids, again, get the candy, albeit it smells like my foot. But now they still have a nice foot-smelling Almond Joy.
Well, this is almost like the decathlon at your house. How many more events do you have?
The final one is for those who want to get up close and personal to the porch without getting on the porch. What I've done is I've put a bunch of holes in my front yard, kind of like the whack-a-mole machine that you find at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
And I have my air compressor, and what I do is I blow into the hole, and then little Almond Joys pop up, and little Kit Kats and mounds and everything are
That's
there.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's so if you want to pop on by the place, we got options for everybody.
Now, I did come up with one idea, or actually two, Salt. One is to remove the slide from our decrepit playscape in the backyard that the kids haven't used in 10 years. Attach the slide to our second story window.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Launch all the candy, just shove it right down the slide and it'll go right into the front yard.
There you go. And just have a free-for-all.
The other one is, I know you have a Roomba, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, and a cat door.
Yeah.
You just throw the candy right on the Roomba, program it to go out the cat door.
Oh, man.
No one has to touch anything. It, boom, boom, and boom. It's super easy.
There's an app for everything. I love it.
We've saved Halloween.
You're welcome.
This is Christine and Saul.
This is going to be a place for dreamers.
On 96.5 TIC.
Every morning.